You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This Sunday, the 5th. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how in business, everything you say can and will be used against you. You don't want to miss that one. Why Indiana's religious freedom law is bad for business. There, I said it. I'll talk about the dark side of being an entrepreneur, the 8 online marketing terms every business owner should know. I'll review the pros and cons of social media for business and the 4 ways you can keep your suppliers happy. It's Thursday, April 2nd, 2015. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey, and this program is called Taking Care of Business, and for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 60 beautiful, warm, basking-in-the-sunshine degrees, and the forecast shows that today it'll be partly sunny with a high of 63 and a low of 46. Winds are going to pick up a little bit later. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with rain throughout the day and an evening with a high temperature of 64 degrees, a low of 46. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 52 and a low of 29. And Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy with an afternoon shower too, high of 55, low of 39. A current check of the financial markets shows that the Dow is currently up 51.36 to 17,799.54. The NASDAQ is up 9.11 to 4,889.34. S&P 500 is up 7.17 to 2,066.86. Oil is down $1.05 to $49.04 per barrel. And gold is down $10.70 to $1,197.50 per ounce.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Now, you normally wouldn't expect that we'd be playing Christmas music, or particularly that song, the most wonderful time of the year, in the beginning of April. But it is the most wonderful time of the year. Nothing is better than what happened to me last night when I took delivery of my first 3 boxes of Girl Scout Trefoil cookies. Can anything be better than getting your boxes of Girl Scout cookies?
The happiest season of all.
And then last week, there were a couple of Girl Scouts in front of the Flemington Coffee Shop selling their beautiful trefoil cookies. So I decided to get a couple of boxes there, too. I am stocked. I am ready to go. I'm good till at least the end of the week with my six boxes of cookies.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Adding to the most wonderful time of the year, of course, is the fact that we are in the middle or nearing the end of March Madness as that continues. And we're down to the final four with Duke, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Michigan State. They're going to battle it out on Saturday to see who plays in the national championship on Monday. Everybody in Las Vegas and most people doing their fantasy football pools have picked Kentucky to go all the way. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. My prediction is a Kentucky-Duke final. As a longtime Duke basketball fan, I would love to say that Duke would be the national champion. I just don't know if they have enough for Kentucky. Now, while we're on the subject of basketball, and this is something that goes along the lines of sportsmanship, fair play, and things like that. When I was in college, in Salem College in West Virginia, one of the basketball players, a friend of mine, Mike Carey, and his brother Scott played basketball, great teammates, and just great people all together. The Carey family, they were from West Virginia, just wonderful people. And I loved spending any time I could with Mike and with Scott. They're just great guys. Well, Mike is now the head coach of the West Virginia University women's basketball team. And he did something the other night that both displayed his style of class and sportsmanship, where there was about, I want to say there was like 12 seconds left in a game. And Mike's team was up, I think, by 7. The Mountaineers were up by 7 points. And he had his team intentionally foul a player from the other team. And at first, people were like, why in the world, when you're up by 7, would you foul a player? Well, as it turns out, this girl is a senior. And to her credit, she had 999 career points. She only needed one more point to break that magical barrier of 1,000 points. And when you do that, there's no better feeling in basketball. So Mike has his team foul her. She goes to the foul line. She hits the front end of a 1-1. She misses the second, but at least for her, she can end her career as a 1,000-point scorer. A great play and a great call by my buddy Mike Carey from WVU. So great. I'm very, very proud of him for that and very appreciative that what our coach Ray Barnhart used to teach us about sportsmanship and teamwork has carried through even into his professional career at WVU. Last week, as I mentioned, when I got off the air, we loaded up the Rambler and headed down south to Virginia. We visited George Mason University with my son, and that was the first stop on the college visit tour. Monday was SUNY Albany. In 2 weeks, we're going to be flying down to North Carolina to visit UNC Charlotte and University of South Carolina. Now is decision-making time for an 18-year-old as far as where he's going to spend the next 4 years of his life. But I do want to say one thing. First of all, to the folks at George Mason University, excellent job with the presentation that you did, how you promote the school, how you sell the school, how open you were. The college ambassadors, we had a gentleman named Tyler who was a 20-year-old economics student. I don't think you could have a better spokesperson for the college than this young kid. He'd already been a congressional aide. He's been asked to write 2 chapters in a book by one of his professors. I mean, it's just, if this is the level of what college students are today, first of all, I would be in trouble if I had to go back to college to keep up with these guys. But I really like the whole layout of the campus and everything. But here's the thing. Now, I graduated college in 1983. And in deference to Mike Lannon, who was our cafeteria manager, and you know he was limited by what he had. We had the one cafeteria line. You had one or two choices. You could go to the salad bar, et cetera. But, that was it. Now you go on a college campus, and you can go to the cafeteria and get whatever they want. And when my older son went to the University of Scranton, you could get fresh-made pizza, pasta, carving stations, all kinds of things. And if that wasn't good enough, you always had your choice of Taco Bell, Subway, and things like that. I can't believe the food choices that these kids have now on college campus. It's absolutely amazing. Now, that's not the reason I would want to go to college, just to experience the food. But that old term, the freshman 15, very easy to see where that's coming from now. And with all the choices on college campuses nowadays, you might be pushing the freshman 30 very quickly. So it was, again, just anybody who's getting to that point where their children are getting ready to start looking at college, I think if you went to college, you're going to be amazed at what you see. And I think both my wife and I looked at it and we said, well, boy, I wish I could go back because I would have loved to have been able to go to a college campus like that one. So thanks again to the folks at George Mason. Thanks to the folks at SUNY Albany. And we will be seeing you soon, UNC Charlotte and the University of South Carolina. In the preview, I mentioned there are four ways to help keep your suppliers happy. Now, here is some advice on how to help build great relationships with your vendors and keep your payments straightforward. And the relationships that you've built with your suppliers are one of the key reasons why you will or you won't be successful. Now, you as the owner, your management team, and your employees are all responsible for developing and maintaining those relationships. And there are still a few things that you can do to make sure that your relationships with your company's vendors is as successful as possible for all parties involved. Rule number one, you want to pay these guys on time. And that should be rule number 1 through 10 of maintaining good relationships with your vendors. Rule number two, you want to be honest with your suppliers and keep a dialogue going. Now, if you have specific needs that aren't being met, let them know about it. If quality slips, give them feedback. If you are exacting about quality, then you have high standards that need to be met, and your suppliers will work with you to meet those standards. But first, they have to know that there's a problem. Rule number three, sample often and give feedback on those samples. Now, chances are, if you like the way one of your suppliers does one thing, you'll like the way they do something else. And if you're looking for a new product or ingredient, it is always easiest to ask your current suppliers about it first. And rule number four, your credit card can be a valuable tool when you are first starting out in terms of paying suppliers. Now, most suppliers won't give payment terms such as net 7, net 15, or net 30 to a new business. But if you don't have terms, that means that you need to process an invoice and write a check every single time a supplier comes to your door. That's time-consuming and distracting, but many suppliers will take credit cards and since it means that they are guaranteed payment in less than 3 days. Also, as the payer, that means that you have instant 30 days of terms before you have to pay off the card balance. It's a win-win for everybody. The only caveat to that I'll throw in there would be that when using credit cards, use them judiciously. You don't want to just be sitting there piling up mountains and mountains of debt and then realize later that you don't have enough funds to pay for them. So spend within your means. But one of the things that, as far as suppliers are concerned, if you don't pay, they will shut you down. And as a result, now all of a sudden you can't get any material. And, you know, we had a customer about 2 years ago who refused to pay us, and then he eventually left the company. So now this company owed us about $1,900, and, you know, I'm like an elephant. I never forget. And we've been sending out constant reminders, and they've been asking us for copies of invoices, getting nowhere. We were just playing games. Then they came back to me. A new employee came to me and said, you know, you made this award for a large university in New York City. You're the only one who can make this thing. We need another one. I was like, I'd be glad to help you. Here's the price. Send me the material because they have to give me this special medal. I said, send me the medal. We'll get everything done. Send me what you want engraved. Then when all was said and done, after I had the medal in my hands, I said, oh, by the way, we're not making this medal. We're not making this award until I get paid for everything I'm owed from 2 years ago plus interest. Yesterday, that check arrived. So very happy about that news. And sometimes just, you know, that was the point where the supplier, me, had, you know, the ball in my court. Don't like to play hardball. If everybody would just, you know, agree to the terms, we'd be in great shape. We're going to step away and take our first break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about, and this is the one thing in the promo that I'm very passionate about, how what you say can and will be used against you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for about the next 45 minutes. And then we'll probably turn on the rewind as Trish is still recovering from surgery, so Afterlife Real Life will not be appearing today. Well, in the preview, and I've gotten a lot of emails and tweets about this today, and some posts up on Facebook, I said in the preview that in business, what you say can and will be used against you. And I have an interesting story here that I want to relate to you, and it's going to kind of tie into what's going on presently in Indiana. But there's, you know, a lot of backlash. And this is something that if everybody listened to this show, we could have avoided all of the problems, but they don't, because I have literally had this topic on this program 6 or 7 times, but people don't listen to me, and then they get themselves in trouble. Well, a former CFO is now on food stamps after a video he posted on YouTube 2.5 years ago criticizing Chick-fil-A went viral and destroyed his career. Adam Smith, who's 37 years old, was the CFO of a medical device manufacturer in Arizona until the summer of 2012 when he and thousands of other people started protesting against Chick-fil-A for the fast food chain's anti-gay stance. One day, Smith decided to go through the drive-thru at his local Chick-fil-A where he ordered a free water. You see, the fast food chain offers customers free water. And he videotaped himself telling the drive-thru attendant how much he despised Chick-fil-A. He said Chick-fil-A is a hateful corporation, in part to the drive-through attendant. He goes, I don't know how you live with yourself and work here. I don't understand it. This is a horrible corporation with horrible values. You deserve better. Smith then posted the video on his personal YouTube channel, but when he got back to work, he received a major shock. He says, I got into work and the receptionist, the first thing, big eyes, she says, Adam, what did you do? The voicemail is completely full and it's full of bomb threats, Smith said in an exclusive interview with ABC News 2020. Smith was fired that same day. He said at the time he was earning $200,000 annually and had over $1 million in stock options. It was taken when I lost my employment, he said. After losing his job, Smith, his wife Amy, and their four children also lost their home. They were forced to sell and give away their possessions and move into an RV. A few months later, Smith found a new CFO job in Portland, Oregon. It was a fresh start that he needed. I felt like, yeah, I got it. I'm back, Smith said. And about 2 weeks later, Smith was fired from that job after his new boss discovered that he was the guy from the Chick-fil-A video. Smith told 2020 in subsequent job interviews, he has been very honest about the video, and while prospective employers seemed empathetic and understanding, in the end, the companies would rescind the offer, saying they didn't want the distraction. Looking back at the video now, Smith said he was emotional. And I don't regret the stand I took, but I regret the way I talked to her, he told 2020. He even apologized to the drive-thru attendant he was angry with in another video posted in his YouTube channel, which also went viral. She has forgiven him, but Smith says even people who agreed with his pro-gay opinions won't hire him. I think people are scared, Smith said. I think people are scared that it could happen again. Now, Kevin O'Leary, who's an entrepreneur and panelist on the hit ABC show Shark Tank, where he's known as Mr. Wonderful in the middle chair, said he always looks up potential employees online before hiring them. Every time I look at hiring somebody, I go and gather their digital footprint from every source I can get, O'Leary said. We look at who they are online, and we actually hire them in our minds before we actually ever meet them. And so the interview process is to just prove what we have already assessed online. O'Leary warns that all the emails, texts, tweets, selfies, and status updates that we send out in the world can be career-threatening. Smith, with his spotty digital footprint, is still looking for a job nearly 3 years later and has turned to meditation. He has also just written a new memoir, A Million-Dollar Cup of Water, detailing how his public shaming led him from riches to rags and the intensive soul search for healing. Smith said he doesn't know if his viral video will ever go away. It feels like it just happened, he said. So this is, again, when I've talked in the past about how businesses, and it's common practice, it's just about every company. I do it. If someone comes looking to me for work, I know major pharmaceutical companies are doing it. We had a story on about 6 months ago where companies were asking you for your Facebook password so they could kind of move around in your pages and see your photos and things like that. So many people have their Facebook profile, we're just going to use Facebook for now, as a public page. So you go to interview and you say your name is Bill Smith and you're interviewing for this position. Then as soon as you leave, and if they haven't done it already, but as soon as you leave, if there's an interest, Human Resources is on your page. They're looking at everything from the posts you've made over the past 5 years to the pictures that you post. And this is the one that I used to have to coach people on all the time. And I don't care if you go to the lake and you're having a great party and there's a bonfire and every picture has you holding a red Solo cup. Print those pictures, put them in a photo album, but get them off your Facebook page because nobody is willing to take that chance on it. If you're the guy looking sloppy drunk in the pictures and you're going for an on-the-road salesperson position that comes with a company car, how likely is it that the company is going to hire you and take that liability? Probably slim. If you rant about the president, and it's okay to have opinions. Believe me, it's okay to have opinions. But when you do it in a public fashion, that's where you get yourself in trouble. So when you go out there and you start blasting President Obama, or you blast a corporation like this gentleman did in that story, now all of a sudden, you're going to find that there is that backlash that's going to come back and it could prevent you from getting a job. And the companies don't even have to tell you why they don't hire you. Now, last week, Indiana's governor signed a law called the Religious Freedom Act, in which part it states that a business could refuse to serve homosexuals and others if it went against their religious beliefs, similar to the Hobby Lobby case, which was upheld by the Supreme Court earlier this term. The law was met with much protest, and the governor is now looking into revising the wording of the law, as we heard in the news story just prior to coming on the air. Now, as a business owner, think of the repercussions to your business if you reserved or one of your employees refused to serve someone and they organized a protest against you. Let's take that one step further. So this actually happened in, I believe it was Indiana, but we'll get to that in just a minute. The owners of Memories Pizza were some of the first Indiana business people to publicly support the state's controversial Religious Freedom Restoration Act, according to a report by the Associated Press. And while Crystal O'Connor, the pizzeria's co-owner, told a local ABC TV affiliate Tuesday that her family-owned pizzeria would serve a homosexual couple in the restaurant, she said they would not cater a gay wedding since it would be against her family's Christian beliefs. That story went viral, and those who disagreed with Memories Pizza's stance on gay wedding catering took to the restaurant's Yelp page. They overran it with joking one-star reviews and posted several graphic images featuring nude men and satirical Christian memes. A parody website filled with anti-homophobic content called MemoriesPizza.com was also created Wednesday to protest the restaurant's owner's statement. TMZ reported Wednesday afternoon that threatening phone calls and posts on social media have also forced the O'Connors to temporarily close their restaurant until the furor dies down. Interestingly, Yelp CEO Jeremy Stoppelman last week posted a blog condemning the new Indiana law. It's unconscionable to imagine that Yelp would create, maintain, or expand a significant business presence in any state that encouraged discrimination by businesses against our employees or consumers at large, he wrote. I encourage states that are considering passing laws like this one, rejected by Arizona or adopted by Indiana, to reconsider and abandon these discriminatory actions. So here again, the backlash from a business owner who is basically just standing up for their principles, but then you have an organized group that gets together and, you know, they just trash this business. I doubt that Memories Pizza will be in business 6 months from now just because of the backlash, because people who would normally go there are going to be afraid to go there. And then anybody who might have casually gone in through the protesting community, you know, will find that that's not where they want to be eating their pizza on that particular night. So, again, what you have on your social profile, what you say on Twitter, what you say in an email, all of this is available to people at some point. You know, I had somebody who wrote an email about me to one of my customers, and it was a competitor. And he said, Jim, I got to tell you, when I got that email, I was a little concerned. I said, well, send me the email. It was just as simple as saying, send me the email. And once I got it in my hands, I could go line by line and point out every lie. This guy was just trying to make me look bad so that he would get the business. In the end, I got the job, I cashed the check, and my company and my employees did a great job in customer service, making sure we went over and above. We delivered the trophies. We did everything we possibly could to make this an event and that the people would remember. As far as the awards were concerned, he's already told me, from now on, you've got my business. I'll never even open another email from that gentleman. So we appreciate that. So you have to be able to back up what you say you're going to do. But more importantly, when you're out there and you want to vent, be careful, because once you hit that send button, there's no going back. We're going to step away, take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the hidden dark side to being an entrepreneur and how it can wreak havoc on your mental health. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you, the owner of Crown Trophy, Signs by Crown, Crown Custom Apparel, Crown Promo, and Crown Varsity, all under one roof in the Hunterdon Shopping Center at Crown Trophy of Flemington. Taking a look at the weather before we get going, a brief check is showing that the temperature is currently 60 beautiful degrees. Get out there. If you have nothing else to do at 1 o'clock when this show's over, don't go before then. Wait till 1. Go outside, sit on a park bench, go rest up against your car or something. Just absorb some of this beautiful weather. And when you're driving home today, do yourself a favor. Roll down the windows and let some of that fresh air in the cabin of your car. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 63 degrees and a low of 46. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with rain throughout the day and an evening and temperature of 64, or rather a high of 64 tomorrow and a low of 46. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high of 52 and a low of 29. And for Easter Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with afternoon showers, high of 55 degrees and a low of 39. Well, before the break, I talked about the hidden dark side to being an entrepreneur. And a lot of people often think, well, you're your own person, you're your own boss, you know, how great this is for you. But there's a lot that goes with it, a lot of issues that entrepreneurs and business owners deal with on a daily basis that they kind of feel like they have to deal with on their own, that there isn't anybody that can share with them that the stress and the struggles. Now, the life of an entrepreneur sounds very glamorous when you're on the outside looking in and setting your own schedule, creating your own rules, building the type of company you want to work for can be incredibly alluring. In fact, successful entrepreneurs tend to be idolized by the masses as they appear to be happier, more successful, and more driven than anyone else. There are a multitude of books, courses, and companies devoted entirely to selling the dream of business ownership. Yet there's a hidden dark side to being an entrepreneur that's rarely discussed. The lifestyle can be a setup for a variety of serious mental health issues. The hidden secret among many entrepreneurs is the psychological price they pay for their choices. The demands of business ownership may prevent entrepreneurs from making lifestyle choices that can prevent mental health problems. Now, here are just a few of the ways being an entrepreneur can take a toll on your psychological well-being. And when we talk about being an entrepreneur, being any small business owner, I think, falls into the same category. The first is depression. The isolation that many entrepreneurs and business owners experience can contribute to an increased risk of depression. Additionally, many entrepreneurs work such long hours that they're not able to take care of themselves. The quote, time is money mentality means they usually devote less time to sleep, leisure, exercise, and other activities that can ward off depression. Depression comes in many forms and it doesn't always present as sadness. Sleep difficulties, irritability, and changes in weight are just a few symptoms that can also be associated with depression. Entrepreneurs may mask depressive symptoms by working longer hours, or they may mistake their depressive symptoms with stress, which can cause symptoms to get worse. In extreme cases, entrepreneurs may also experience an increased risk of suicide. In fact, Shark Tank's Robert Hirschbeck recently revealed to People magazine that he contemplated suicide last summer after the breakup of his marriage. His courageous revelation proves that extreme fame, fortune, and success doesn't buffer anyone from mental health issues. Then there are self-worth issues. Many entrepreneurs and business owners tie their self-worth to their net worth. When the business is doing well, their self-esteem skyrockets. But when they lose a little money or fail to meet their goals, they find themselves struggling with their identity because their business isn't what they do, it's who they are. Many entrepreneurs believe that if they just work hard enough, they should become successful. Despite this notion, the statistics are fairly grim. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that only one-third of small businesses survive a decade, and the statistics on tech startups are even bleaker. Some reports estimate that 90% of them fail. In a world where quotes like failure isn't an option are thrown around like must-live-by mantras, setbacks can cause a psychological crisis. The third form of stress is anxiety. Entrepreneurs aren't just under stress. They are also under an enormous amount of pressure. The pressure of knowing your ability to pay this month's mortgage depends on closing the next deal, or feeling as though you can't spend time with family because you have to keep working lends itself to incredible anxiety. Entrepreneurs may struggle to function normally because they constantly worry about their business. Their strong desire to achieve can cause them to constantly second-guess their actions and ruminate on worst-case scenarios. Eventually, the constant anxiety can become immobilizing for many entrepreneurs and business owners, and eventually, it can lead to burnout. The fourth, and perhaps the worst, is addiction. Entrepreneurs and business owners are passionate by nature, perhaps even a little obsessive. Their compulsive drive to keep going, even when faced with relationship problems or health problems, can actually be an addiction. A 2014 study published in the Journal of Business Venturing found that habitual entrepreneurs display symptoms of behavioral addiction such as obsessive thoughts, withdrawal engagement cycles, and negative emotional outcomes. Similar to other behavioral addictions like gambling or internet usage, serial entrepreneurs are likely to experience negative consequences that stem from their need to keep going. Entrepreneurs may also be at an increased risk of other addictions as well. Research shows people with an addiction in one area are more likely to have behavioral or substance abuse addictions in others. Create a realistic attitude about entrepreneurship. It's important to reconsider the romanticized notion that being your own boss is the key to happiness in life. Although there are many benefits to being an entrepreneur, for some, the psychological toll just isn't worth it. emotional difficulties aren't a sign of weakness. It's just a fact that the entrepreneurial lifestyle often lends itself to reduced resilience against mental health issues. Take a proactive approach to preventing emotional problems by building mental strength. If you're already noticing the psychological toll of business ownership, seek professional help before it gets worse. So there's some good advice, whether you're contemplating going into business or you're already there. Every now and then it's a good idea just to take a status check and see where you are and if any of those conditions are part of your daily makeup. Now, when you talk to retailers about the biggest challenges they face in the next 5 years, you're going to hear three things again and again: e-commerce, retaining customers, and growing client bases. And now there's a lot of changes being pushed by retailers to think outside the box and how to overcome some of those difficulties. The next half decade is going to bring a lot of changes, and local retailers are adapting their approaches to compete with online sellers and reach customers in new ways. Technology is an important part of our business, says Dave Mershman, who's the president of Homemakers Furniture. The 40-year-old Urbandale company launched an online shopping site last summer that has increased their business. Mershman expects it will continue to boost sales further in the years to come. We have a fully integrated business so that customers can buy in the store from their laptop or iPad or even their cell phone, he said. The company, which is owned by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Omaha, will build a 130,000-square-foot warehouse beginning this spring to accommodate more merchandise, and that will allow Homemakers to address another growing area, next-day delivery. Other changes will push all retailers to think out of the box, and here are the five things that local companies see on the horizon, the first being e-commerce. The biggest surprise in online sales for Homemakers Furniture was the number of people buying mattresses. Now, when you think about a mattress, you would think people want to see how it feels, Mershman said. A Walmart representative demonstrated how that may not be true. The company launched a shopping site in July, and mattress sales have been brisk. Customers may be shopping in stores for what they want and ordering online, or they could have a trusted brand that they are sticking with, Mershman said. Homemakers also sell sofas, tables, and other items online, mostly to customers in Iowa. None of us have enough time to shop, and this gives us options, he said. The company offers most of its in-store merchandise on the website, plus some items not found in the store. We have 9,000 products in the store and 12,000 online. Now, while online sales are growing, they will never be a major percentage of our business, but they are a growing percentage. Another area where businesses are pushing back is in loyalty programs. Retailers wanting to bring in more customers and retain those they already have are tapping into loyalty programs, incentives that reward shoppers who make repeat visits. In this day and age of retail, loyalty is a big thing, said Cindy Landa, who uses a reward program at her Estilo Salon and Day Spa in West Des Moines. New customers get a packet of coupons for discounts on hairstyling and things like massages, brow waxes, and facials. Along with encouraging return visits, Linda said the program helps promote other services that the salon offers. Estilo also has a punch card that lets customers earn discounts for buying products. Discounts get bigger after every 10 punches, and customers really value that card, she said. Competition from other retailers like Sephora and Ulta make loyalty programs essential, she said, and we feel that we've created a really loyal clientele. Another option that many businesses are looking into is mobile payments. Less plastic and more mobile devices are being used to pay for online and in-person purchases. Des Moines-based mobile payment company Dwolla has found success charging 25 cents for every transaction over $10 it processes. Growth of mobile payments will hinge on customer convenience and experience, said Jordan Lampe, Dwolla's director of communications. It will grow as more people become comfortable with it, he said. Not all companies have been eager to embrace the new payment technology. With mobile payment systems, one has to be thoughtful of the security, Homemakers Mershman said. We'll be exploring it, but we'll do it slowly. The next is same-day delivery. With giants like Amazon, Walmart, and Verizon offering same-day delivery, other retailers are looking at speeding up delivery to customers who order online. Grocer Hy-Vee, Inc. is expanding its services through a program called Aisles Online. Customers can shop online and pick up their waiting groceries at the store, or they can be delivered to the customer's home. Delivery is free with orders of more than $100. It was launched at a few central Iowa stores and will grow to include all Des Moines area locations this spring. Smaller companies like Fleet Feet Athletic Shoe Store don't offer same-day delivery, but the East Village shop is working to cut the time it takes to get customers' special orders, owner Andy Rhodes said. Our vendors are working with us so that people can get their special orders within a few days as opposed to a week. Down the road, I think we'll be able to get people into their shoes faster, Rhodes said. And finally, as has been discussed several times over the past 2 years, security. Companies have learned from security breaches at major retailers like Target and Home Depot that they need to be vigilant about protecting customers' credit and debit card information. Consumers need to be better educated on how companies interact with you, said Doug Jacobson, an Iowa State University professor of electrical and computer engineering. Companies are ramping up security, but attackers are finding ways to get around it. A report from Forrester Research suggested that increased fines for data breaches will help deter the number and the scope, and so will new chip-encrypted cards that make it difficult to steal information. Industry experts expect most cards will have the chips in the near future. So there's a couple of things that are, as a small business owner, that you have to be aware of as far as how you're going to compete in the next few years. We're going to step away right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 8 online marketing terms that business owners should know. You're going to be impressed by some of these. And if you're not familiar with them, this could be online marketing 101 for you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for about the next 15 minutes. And then we'll turn it back on to the rewind so you can catch this morning's show with Chris Bianco. But right now, we want to talk about the 8 online marketing terms that business owners must know. And if you're like most small business owners, you spend a lot of your time providing a great customer experience that sets you apart from your competition. The quality of your service is key. Now the digital word of mouth is the most effective form of advertising. This doesn't leave much time to stay current with the latest online marketing developments. To help navigate today's brave new world of digital marketing for small business, as well as outline principles that are critical for your success, here are 8 terms that should be in every small business owner's vocabulary. Understanding the why and the what will improve your marketing efforts and ability to attract and retain valuable customers. The first is your online presence. Now, what that is your online presence is everywhere your business info can be found online and on mobile apps. This is a good time for you to Google your company name and then see the listings. And you can do it a couple different ways. First, do it by company name and then do it by what you sell. So, for instance, if I was to type in a Google search Trophies and Flemington or Trophies in Hunterdon County, it would not only show my listing but all of my competitors. Why is this important? In today's connected world, establishing a proper online presence is absolutely critical. Consumers use the web to make their final decision. According to a Nielsen study, 4 out of 5 Yelp users visit the review site before making a purchase. Now, whether looking for a new business or researching a known one, potential customers will use search engines and social platforms to find the information they need. To help get you started, the best thing to do, like I said, is just a quick Google search, or you can go on Yelp if you're looking for a restaurant or any other business. Now, there's another term that's very popular online, and one that, as you know, when we had the guys in from Success Communications, this was important to them as well, and that's CTA, or call to action. Now, a call to action prompts a customer to do something. For example, call now or click here for 10% off. Testing different CTAs as part of your marketing will help you find out which is the most effective for your business. Why is this important? Well, as a small business, it doesn't matter how enticing your online presence is if you do not present a clear call to action. Even the most interested consumers need a clear next step and possibly an incentive to move forward. The third topic is conversion. Conversion is the step from your marketing effort to a customer actually taking action. A conversion could be an email or a call, but most often is a direct purchase. Why? The goal of your marketing should be to drive conversions. You need to decide in advance how you define a conversion. This way, you know what to track and what you want to achieve. You want to minimize drop-off between someone seeing you online and actually making a purchase. Remarketing can help with this. The fourth topic, obviously, is remarketing. Remarketing is following up with consumers that have interacted with you or your marketing before. For example, sending an email or a text message to existing customers with the goal of building loyalty or getting referrals, feedback, and reviews. Now, why is that important? Remarketing to your existing customer contacts is one of the most important online marketing activities for small business owners. These customers already know your business and are much more likely to engage and convert via effective marketing. The fifth is referrals. Now, a referral are new customers that have been directed to your business by other customers or companies. A trusted recommendation is more powerful and effective than any other type of advertising. By using targeted marketing messages, you can encourage this type of digital word of mouth. And then there's CAC. Now, customer acquisition cost refers to the dollar amount spent to acquire a new customer. For example, if you work with a marketing service that you pay $1,000, and because of their work they deliver 5 new customers, the customer acquisition cost of this marketing effort would be $200. Why is this important? Your end goal is always new customers and revenue, and it's important to understand how much each of your marketing efforts cost to achieve that goal. This will help you evaluate your marketing efforts, so make sure you know about the CAC when working with a marketing service. Next is CLTV, the customer lifetime value. Now, the customer lifetime value is the dollar value of a customer relationship based on the total profit you expect to earn from that client over their time with your business. So if your service costs $50 and customers generally buy this service 5 times throughout their lifetime, the combined dollar value of all these transactions, or CLTV, is $250. Now, CLTV is an essential concept in marketing because it determines how much you can spend on your marketing. Generally speaking, any marketing effort where the CLTV is higher than the CAC delivers a return on your investment and is something you should continue to invest in. So don't just look at marketing in terms of cost, but how it adds to your bottom line. And finally, number 8, cloud computing. And this is something that we just went to at Crown Trophy of Flemington. Cloud computing, sometimes called software as a service or web-based software services, simply means business services such as email, storage, and accounting supplied over the internet. Using the cloud is increasingly popular with small business owners because it's more affordable and makes it easy to update the services. Why is this important? Using cloud computing for your marketing is a smart approach as it's affordable and makes it easy to update and integrate any services. For example, customer relationship management software is a marketing tool that many large companies have been using for years. However, it is now well within the price point and time commitment range for small business owners. So there you have it, 8 terms that every business owner should be aware of. And as I get more information on these, we'll try to research and get more in-depth stories on each of those topics as the weeks progress. This story came to me, a friend of mine emailed it to me, and first of all, I couldn't believe that she emailed it to me because she was one of the most persistent violators of what we're going to be talking about next, back in the early 90s. I think everybody knows what is called a buzzword. It's what is the hip or the cool way of saying something like "get it done now." You know, they have a new term for that. So I think she sent this because I used to tease her about it. But so the article was called "Please Stop Saying These Ridiculous Phrases at Work." And at first, euphemisms surfaced in the workplace to help people deal with touchy subjects that were difficult to talk about. Before long, they morphed into corporate buzzwords that expanded and took over our vocabulary until everyday conversations started sounding like they're taking place on another planet. An example of such a conversation would be, listen, Ray, I don't have the bandwidth for it and everything that's on my plate, but ping me anyway, because at the end of the day, it's on my radar and I don't want to be thrown under the bus because I didn't circle back around on this no-brainer. I don't know what the heck that just said, but I understand the temptation. These phrases are spicy and they make you feel clever. Low-hanging fruit is a crutch of mine, but they also annoy the heck out of people. Now, if you think that you can use these phrases without consequence, you're kidding yourself. Just pay close attention to how other people react to your using them, and you'll see that these phrases don't cast you in a favorable light. After all, TalentSmart has tested the emotional intelligence of more than 1 million people, and one of the biggest need areas for most people is social awareness. Most of us are so focused on what we're saying and what we're going to say next that we lose sight of how our words are affecting other people. So give this list a listen, think of how often you use some of these words, and then see if you can catch yourself before you ever use them again. You can have some fun with it because at the end of the day, if you don't hit the ground running, you can always go back to the drawing board and get the ball rolling. And those are actually our first three on the list. At the end of the day, back to the drawing board and hit the ground running. Now, some people use item number four a lot, get the ball rolling. Like I mentioned, low-hanging fruit. That's a very popular one. Let's do the easy stuff. We'll grab the low-hanging fruit. You don't obviously want to be thrown under the bus. That's the sixth one. You do want to think outside of the box. How many of you out there are actually working inside of a box that you now have to open the lid and then think outside of it? Not really sure. Let's touch base. Whatever happened to call me? I have to get my manager's blessing. Really? Does that come in the form of a papal crossing, you know, to get that blessing? It's on my radar. Now, unless you work at air traffic control at Newark Liberty International Airport, most of us probably don't have radar on our desktop. So I don't know why it would be on your radar. Maybe in your calendar. Ping me. I don't have the bandwidth. And we're not computers. It's not about having bandwidth. Just say I don't understand. That would be simpler. The term no-brainer, par for the course, bang for your buck. The synergy is a big one lately. Move the goalposts. So you try that in a football game and see what happens to you. Maybe the New England Patriots can get away with it, but not many others. Apples to apples. Why are we comparing apples? We're not selling apples. A win-win situation. We need to circle back around because that's what we do. We mount the horses, we hitch up the wagons, and we circle back around. You got to have all hands on deck. We need to take this offline. We need to drill it down. There's an elephant in the room. All right, now everybody just pause and look around your office and tell me how many of you out there actually have elephants in the room with you. Not too many, unless, of course, you work at Ringling Brothers. And number 25, on my plate. The only thing I want on my plate right now are some trefoil cookies. But seeing as how they're not here, well, we're going to take that one off the list as well. Now, my personal favorite from all of the AT&T project managers out there was the term ramp up, as in we have to ramp up that project next week. Email me or text me some of your favorites. I'd like to hear what terms in business drive you nuts. But those are the top 25 that right now seem to be the most annoying to the people that you're working with. Just taking a look at what we have time for. All right, we'll get right back into it with the pros and cons of social media for a small business. Now, I talk a lot on this show about social media. This is one area that I've spent a lot of time on. I've done a lot of research on as far as which social media platforms are best for my business, and we've basically stuck with Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Still doing research on others that may be able to help us, but I'm not sure that for our business it would be the right thing. Now, social media can be a worthwhile investment for your business, but there are definitely some things to consider. While on the surface it may seem like free advertising, you can do damage to your business if you don't do it right. Let's look at some of the pros and cons of social media for your business. The pros, your customers and clients are also on social media. For instance, 52% of online adults now use two or more social media sites. Follow that. Social media is more affordable than traditional advertising. Your business can have a broader reach at a lower cost. Honest feedback from customers. Now, if you employ social listening and monitoring, you will be able to keep on top of the good and bad information about your business online. Number four, doing social media right can put you above your competitors. Being in your customer's social stream regularly keeps you in the top of mind or front of mind presence. Number five, if you interact with your customers on social media, you will develop a deeper bond with them. Give them good customer service online, just as you would in person, and not only impress that person, but anyone else that sees the interaction. Number six, instantly communicate time-sensitive information to your customers. Tell them about road closures because of a race that you have to close earlier, that you have a new special, or you have a one-day sale on an overstock product. You can highly target ads to the exact customers you want to reach. People give up so much information on social media, especially Facebook, that it's really easy to get in front of your exact target customer. Number eight, you can learn more about your customers. By seeing which of your posts they really like and interact with, you can get a better feel for your customers' likes, dislikes, wants, and needs. Number nine, you can drive traffic to your website and or your brick and mortar business. Number 10, you can extend the reach of other marketing strategies like print, radio, and TV. Number 11, you can become a part of the community. Share posts about and for the community to your customers, not just posts about you and your business. It establishes you as part of the community and gives you more things to post. And number 12, the SEO benefits. Posting on social media, especially Google+, can help you appear higher in your search. Now, the cons of social media. Social media must be managed consistently. You can't set it and forget it and expect it to be successful. You must update your social media accounts regularly, or they might actually be damaging to your business. Social media sites are what we call rented land. The site owners can change the rules at any time. Facebook and how they greatly restrict business posts in the news feed is a great example of this. Companies that put all of their effort into Facebook instead of a website they control are now having to scramble. The ROI isn't instant. Social media is a slow build and should be considered an investment like branding. Number four, social media isn't free. There is a real time cost to managing accounts properly, and you may actually have to buy ads to reach your intended audience on some platforms like Facebook. Number five, social media is constantly evolving. Platforms go in and out of favor. Best practices change, and you need to keep up with this information. That's why I always say, when it comes to social media, don't talk to your colleagues, talk to your kids. They're going to know what's hot at that particular moment. There is the possibility of negative publicity. A disgruntled customer can write on your Facebook wall, call out your company on Twitter, or leave a terrible Yelp review. You need to have a plan in place for handling these if and when they actually happen. Number seven, keep up with consistent quality social media updates requires a certain amount of creativity. Number eight, your social media accounts could be hacked. This can at best just be an inconvenience, or at worst, spread damaging or embarrassing information about your company, even if it's untrue. And hopefully these pros and cons of social media are going to help you determine whether or not you want to use it for your business. Currently, it's 12:58, just about time to get out of here and get back to work. So with that, at the end of every week, we always turn to sports. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick's streak of 1-2 finishes was broken up last weekend as Denny Hamlin won at Sonoma, California. In other NASCAR news, driver Kyle Larson, who's the driver of the number 42 Target Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing, has been released from the hospital after passing out during a autograph signing session last week that prevented him from racing last weekend. Larson has still not been cleared by NASCAR's doctors, and teams do have off this week for the Easter break. In other NASCAR news, Ryan Newman was docked 75 championship points, as was car owner Richard Childress. Newman's crew chief has been suspended for the next 6 points races, as has their team engineer, and the individuals involved were fined over $300,000 for tampering with tires, a P5 penalty under NASCAR's new penalty system. In the NCAA basketball, we are down to the Final Four, with those games starting Saturday night between Kentucky, Wisconsin, Duke, and Michigan State. The championship game will be held Monday night. In Major League Baseball, spring training is just about over as the teams head home with their first game of the regular season Sunday night between the Cubs and Cardinals. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal